Hi, and good afternoon. My name's Tim Foles. I'm a volunteer at Halifax Rugby League Club. I started off the Faxtastic Roadshows because I felt the club needed a bit more promotion, a bit more advertising, getting back to grassroots and things like that. I set up a Facebook page. They're all over social media, Fax page and the Independence page and the LS28. It originally started off in Mygan Royce, Working Men's Club. This is where I'm taking the roadshows, all around the Working Men's Clubs in Calderdale. Take it back to grassroots, because that's where it started from, you know. Try and get the glory days back, like down at Thrumall. I know that'll never happen, but there is the fan base out there. We just need to know why they're not interacting with the club. And I thought, what a fantastic way of doing this, of having a Q&A. You know, we've got Richard Marshall down, Mark Moore, the CEO, senior players. We've got all players coming to pick up the heritage certificates. We had our second roadshow at Ellen, which was a massive success, and our third roadshow, which we're taking to North Ireland Working Men's Club on May the 4th. Primarily, the first half, we start off with a Q&A. And that Q&A, all the questions are asked by the fans who attend. So it's all properly done. It's all written down and put into a hat. And it gets picked out by the compere, which is Ollie Mann, the next Halifax Rugby League player. We did have Guy Parry, but he's gone on to bigger and better things. Guy being well known for his Hollyoaks and his Coronation Street appearances. And he's gone on to bigger and better things as Guy. So it starts off, we've got Mark Moore, Richard Marshall, probably Simon Oxterby, Paul Haggerty and a couple of senior players on the stage, and they're just answering questions which are fired to them by members of the audience. I'm not saying of a football or anything like that, because I'm a football fan myself, and I just think that the way rugby league is going, introducing all these new foreign clubs and way off lands like Canada and places like that, that sometimes it needs to be brought back to grassroots level. You know, people can't afford these prices that the club are wanting to ask from them. You know, we need to get back. They need to give something back to the public. You know, a lot of clubs, a lot of big clubs, they alienate themselves from the fan base. Whereas Halifax, they did do for quite some time, but after all what the LS28s are doing and the Independents and the Roadshows are doing, you know, we're making the club more accessible for the general public to ask questions. What's going on with their club? Why aren't they doing this? Why aren't they doing that? And I thought, what a fantastic way. It's never going to have the attraction of football, isn't rugby league, you know? But at least Halifax have got a decent fan base there already. And, you know, when you're looking back at the days of Thrumhall, when there was 8,000, 9,000, 10,000 people down there, they've still got that fan base in Calderdale. It's just that people aren't interacting with the club. I don't know what's going on, and I don't know why they're not interacting with the club, whether it's the prices, whether the game's turned a bit sour and it's gone a little bit boring. I don't know, but this is a way of the club going to these places, going to the working men's clubs, and just answering the questions, what are coming from the general public, you know, why are prices so high? What are they doing to turn the club around? What's the aims of the club in another 2 years? Is it Super League, or do you just want to stop in the Championship? It's just where people can actually look at who's managing the club, like Richard Marshall, look at some of the senior players, look at the chairman, ask him questions as well, because we have old players coming as well, and they're picking up their heritage certificates, which that's the second half of the show as well. And there's always new players just milling about and sitting around, so fans can talk to them on an eye level instead of looking from the stands. The next road show is at North Ireland Working Men's Club. That's on the 4th of May. Starts at 8 o'clock. If anybody wants to get involved, then just click on the Facebook page, Faxtastic Spectacular Faxtastic Roadshows. We want to know more. And we are doing in the summertime, we're doing a sponsored bed push from Todmorden to the BMI Share Stadium in Halifax as well. So we're planning on bigger and better stuff as well.